Welcome to Life Mastery Unleashed, the podcast that empowers you to unlock your full potential and become the best version of yourself. Listen every single morning on your way to the gym, your way to work, your way to be your best self, and watch the transformation. Today we're going to talk about enduring the long march, the tactical virtue of patience in building discipline. In the pursuit of unyielding self-discipline, patience is not merely a virtue, it's a strategic asset. Just as a skilled sniper waits hours for the perfect shot, the journey to mastering self-discipline demands patience. It's a slow, deliberate process, akin to a long-range mission that requires endurance, perseverance, and steadfast resolve. Understand that developing discipline is not a rapid conquest, it's more of a prolonged campaign demanding patience at every step. Here's some strategies for cultivating patience in the discipline journey. Set long-term objectives. Understand that discipline is a long-term mission. Set objectives that acknowledge this extended timeline and prepare for a gradual progression. Use charts and graphs and percentages, because as you see it move percent by percent, you start to get motivated. Incremental mission tactics. Break down your larger goals of self-discipline into smaller, manageable missions. Each small victory is a step forward in your overall campaign. An example of this is making your bed. If you've just never done it or it hasn't been a habit, start by when you wake up, just pull your pillows off the bed, throw them on the floor. Just start with that. Do that for a week. The following week, take the pillows, throw them on the ground, take your sheet, pull it up. The next week, the blanket. Following that, tuck it all in. Following that, put the pillows on, and you'll have a new habit. Number three, embrace the grind. Recognize that the path to discipline involves repetitive, often mundane tasks. Embrace them as essential drills in your training regimen. Operational resilience. Expect setbacks and challenges. Just like in any prolonged operation, resilience in the face of adversity is crucial. Use these challenges as opportunities to strengthen your patience and resolve. Recon and reflect. Regularly assess your progress. Reflect on how far you've come, not just how far you have to go. This perspective can reinforce your patience. Maintain situational awareness. Be mindful of your mental state. Impatience can often lead to rash decisions. Maintain awareness and control over your reactions and emotions. Strategic rest and recuperation. Just as an army regroups, understand the importance of rest in your journey. Patience can be fortified in moments of rest and reflection. Train for patience. Intentionally put yourself in situations that require patience. This could be anything from long queues to complex projects that require extended focus. Allies in patience. Surround yourself with individuals who embody patience and discipline. Their influence can be a powerful force in reinforcing your own patience. Mission visualization. Regularly visualize the end state of your mission. See yourself in shape. See yourself with $100,000 in your bank account. See yourself very healthy and vibrant. Seeing the successful completion of your goals can be a motivating force to maintain patience. In conclusion, the unseen battle of patience. In the unseen battle for self-discipline, patience is your silent but steadfast ally. It's the calm in the storm of frustration, the steadiness in the turmoil of temptation. Remember, the development of discipline is a marathon, not a sprint. It's your strategic, deliberate process that unfolds over time. Embrace patience as a key component of your tactical toolkit on this journey. Stay patient, stay disciplined, stay focused on the long-term victory. And remember, outgrind, outwork, and outhustle everyone.
dragon. Fuck face. First, take a big step back
and literally fuck your own face.